Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to another edition of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has a critical mission. Managing its resources efficiently and effectively is key to FBI successfully meeting that mission. With us to discuss his efforts in this area is Rich Haley, Assistant Director of the Finance Division and Chief Financial Officer at the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Rich, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Michael.
Also joining us from IBM is Angela Carrington, partner in IBM's Federal Financial Management Practice. Angela, welcome.
Thank you, Michael.
Rich, I'd like to start by providing our listeners with some context about the FBI. Could you briefly discuss the mission and evolution of the Federal Bureau of Investigation?
Absolutely. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, it's a national security organization. We're uniquely positioned. The FBI has an intelligence community role and also a traditional law enforcement role. Obviously, our mission is to defend and protect the American people. And we do this against terrorism, foreign intelligence threats, our traditional law enforcement, criminal type of issues, violent crime, gangs. But in addition, we provide leadership to our partners, our state, local, as well as our international partners and our other federal agency brethren that we work with.
What about the scale of the FBI? Could you give us a sense of how it's organized, its geographical footprint, its budget, and number of employees?
It's a very complex organization from a CFO's perspective. We have over 30,000, approaching 33,000 employees. In addition to our headquarters functions, which we have about 11,000 people here in the D.C. area, we've also got 56 field offices, and each of our field offices have satellite offices that we call resident agencies. We have over 400 of those. There's a good chance that if you're living out there anywhere in the country, there is an FBI office in your local town or even most likely in some of our rural areas where we oftentimes are the only federal law enforcement presence in that area. But in addition, we have an international presence as well. We're in over 70 cities around the world. Those are aligned to 62 offices. We call them legal attachés, where we work with our international partners on everything from bombings going off to criminal matters that our countries share interest in.
Very interesting. Now that you provided us with a sense of the larger organization, perhaps you can tell us more about your area of responsibility within the FBI, your specific responsibilities and duties as the Chief Financial Officer at FBI. What mission support functions are under your purview, and how does your division support the overall mission of the Bureau?
So I call it a full body shop, what I do in terms of my role. I have budgeting functions, and that's everything from formulating the budgets that we send to the Department of Justice that get reviewed by the Office of Management and Budget, the Director of National Intelligence, and then ultimately go up to our appropriators. We also have the execution roles within our budgeting side where we load the funds. We distribute those funds to over 75 different program offices, monitor those funds to ensure that they're being executed efficiently. And then the acquisitions of those, which is really the area for us is the most critical. It's putting out the resources, being good stewards in the terms of the acquisitions of services, equipment, and other products that we're purchasing on behalf of the operational or support functions. And then on the back end of that, it's the accountability, being good stewards and making sure our financial statements, which we do just like a corporation and other government agencies, is tracking inventory. We have over 500,000 pieces of inventory that we're accountable for, and we monitor and ensure that those are being maintained properly. Several years ago, the corporations incorporated what's known as Sarbanes-Oxley, which are internal control mechanisms, and we have a similar A-123 effort, which are internal controls within the federal government. We also oversee that. I have a lot of other functions that travel, anybody that's traveling in the FBI, and we do over 200,000 travel vouchers a year. We oversee all of those activities.
Regarding your responsibilities in such a complex organization, I know that you have faced a lot of challenges. Can you talk about kind of the top three challenges that you face and how you've addressed those?
If you look at the FBI resources, in mid-1970s, we were at a about $1 billion. We had just hit $1 billion. It took us 25 years to get up to $3 billion. So we grew over a 25-year period by $2 billion. Since 9/11, our organization has grown to almost $8 billion today. So phenomenal growth in a short period of time. And I think one of the main challenges for the finance division and for me as the CFO is to stay relevant with the organization's transformation. So as we've added programs and we've stood up a national security branch and we've created a director of intelligence and our roles of both an intelligence agency as well as a law enforcement agencies, how do I provide our customers, the director, our executive management, our field offices, a relevant product? And that requires us to look at our own processes and our own systems and making sure that we're being able to provide resources in a timely manner and forecasting and other activities. The second area on that is we have a 30-year-old financial system. We're still using a COBOL system that was designed a number of years ago when the organization had about 6 or 7 different divisions on it. And now we have, just at headquarters, we have over 25 different major organizations. And how do you take that legacy technology and still provide financial statements as well as the other accountabilities that are required to be good stewards of the resources? And then finally, one of the areas that historically we haven't done a good job on is training and working on our workforce's ability to handle these complex issues. So we have a major initiative now in terms of providing not only training for people to be able to do their day-to-day work, but prepare them for leadership roles and prepare them for supervisory roles going forward. I think those are three major areas that kind of capture on a day-to-day basis the challenges that I'm dealing with and my management team also trying to do.
Okay, great. So we've talked about the FBI organization. Let's talk a little bit more about you and your kind of career path. Can you talk a little bit about how you began your career and what brought you to your current leadership position?
You know, my background starts out, I was a military intelligence officer. I find a lot of common threads between being an intelligence officer doing analytical work and what I do today as a CFO and coming up through the financial side in terms of the analytics and the forecasting and the projecting where we're headed. But after I got out of the military, went back and got a master's of public administration. I came into the federal government through the Presidential Management Intern Program, now the Presidential Management Fellow Program. I was fortunate to end up at the Immigration Naturalization Service, had no training or any background really in immigration, but I was drawn to the organization by the financial management team that they had in place. It looked like a challenging organization, and I was given a lot of opportunities at INS in terms of being able to not only get engaged, but to take on complex issues. And I think a lot of where I'm at today, to that team that was in place at INS that gave me those chances to succeed. From there, I went to the Justice Management Division at the Department of Justice, oversaw the FBI account from the outside, which gave me a lot of perspective and understanding of the organization that I would eventually come over to be the chief financial officer for. Following that, I went to the Department of Commerce, where I worked for NOAA, National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, working on financial matters there. And again, that gave me additional insight into how other organizations do their financial management, where you pick up best practices as well as pick up things that you see where across government improvements are needed. Then went back to Justice Management Division, where I oversaw all the law enforcement components at Justice. So it gave me the opportunity to see not only the FBI, but Drug Enforcement Administration and a number of the other organizations like the Bureau of Prisons. And when I actually came over to the FBI, which was back in 2005, I'll be there for 5 years this February, I think all of those experiences and those opportunities have allowed me to achieve the position I'm in. Probably nothing more important than the mentoring. I've been very fortunate in each of those organizations to have the opportunity to work with super people that gave me the chance not only to succeed, but when I did fail, allowed me the chance to pick myself up or move forward with an additional solution.
Rich, given your experience, what makes an effective leader? And how has your previous experience influenced your leadership style?
I think it's to be willing to hand off some of those issues. In this month's Fortune magazine, there's an article about how CEOs allow their management team to get engaged and to be challenged. And I was given that opportunity, and I try to do that every day with my own people. I think one of the key aspects is to allow staff to participate in decision-making discussions where they can see decisions being made, strategy being set. You know, even as the CFO, I'm constantly telling people that work for me, I don't have all the answers. I don't have the solutions. And being willing to acknowledge that and have your people around you mobilize and try to come up with ideas on their own, because there are great ideas out there. And oftentimes, I think as leaders, trying to find a solution so quickly that we forget that there are other perspectives and other ideas around us that can actually add value, and being able to tap into that and help implement that. So it's that being somewhat humble in terms of the way you go about it. I think the other thing is that one of the challenges that we were going through is, again, what I mentioned earlier, is you've got to give as much emphasis to training and to development of individuals as you do to achieving the mission. And if you're not balancing those two aspects, you can be spending all your time on trying to get the mission accomplished. And what you're really doing is long-term, I think, jeopardizing your team's ability to do that on a consistent basis going forward.
Wonderful perspective. How is the FBI using financial data to inform its decision-making? We will ask Rich Haley, Chief Financial Officer at the FBI, to share with us when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.